Hey, hello, beautiful people.
Indeed, that is one of my biggest pleasure is always when I went to my own
farm. I think it is important to first understand what a healthy relationship with food is for us to know what it is not.
Not try.
I can relate. I can relate.
Selfish.
So no. You could be your own farmer pretty soon. Who knows?
Trust me when I tell you, there will always be challenges. There will always be risks.
Seems like we have a lot in common.
Welcome to the Let's Talk Agriculture podcast show.
And of course, it's your favorite girl, Sharonita Hosa.
Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the Let's Talk Agriculture podcast show. And of course, to the month of February, my bet month, and the month of love. So guys, let's talk about crop insurance. Why do we need crop insurance? So you see, crop insurance is an important risk management tool available to farmers and ranchers to protect them against decline in crop yields or revenue. Now, we will be learning more about this, and that is the reason why we have an expert on the show today to tell us about a bit more about crop insurance. So on this note, join me as I make welcome our guest for today's show, Lakshay Taneje. Hello, Lakshay. It's good to have you on the Let's Talk Agriculture podcast show. How is life? How is the new year treating you already?
Yeah, it's great, and the great topic. Looking forward.
Oh, great. Thank you very much. So let's delve slowly into this topic. What can you tell us about crop insurance? I mean, we've established that it is a risk management tool for farmers. I mean, what farmers should acquire to protect themselves against natural events like diseases, fire, drought, flood, and so much more. So please, I would like you to use a minute or two to tell us what we should know about crop insurance, or what the farmers should know about crop insurance.
Yeah, definitely. The crop insurance is there to mitigate your risk, especially your financial risk, because crop is like a first way of earning for them. And it is like an asset that they want to protect. And that's where they want to get insurance for that, so that they can migrate the risk if something happens in the future, and they can get the compensation for it. And they have to pay a premium for that. And then after that premium, if they are paying, they will get an insurance money. If anything happens, any unfortunate circumstances happens, they can claim the insurance from the company. So that's all the crop insurance.
Okay, so how can we relate crop insurance to supply chain? What can you say about that?
Yeah, definitely. The crop insurance will be related to supply chain, not right now, but in the future is going to be, as we are seeing a lot of technology is coming into and a lot of startups are now entering into agriculture space. So that's a very interesting area. But right now, the crop insurance is mostly when the farmer is done with it and is going into market with the crop, and he's not able to get the crop because of some weather condition or some other problem. And that loss is get covered by the insurance, because he's making sure that, okay, if anything happens, I have an insurance for that. And that all crop insurance will put in future supply chain will also enter it.
Okay, thank you very much for sharing that. So I believe that not many people are taking advantage of this opportunity, either because they aren't aware of it, or there's a concern that hasn't been addressed and needs to be addressed. So let's treat this from both ends. Do you think farmers are still unaware of crop insurance? And if yes, can you tell us a little bit more about why you think that way and what should be done?
Yeah, definitely. I think they are still unaware. In some area, they are still unaware. In India, there is a lot of government works that they are aware. But yeah, outside of India or in some other countries, I think they are still unaware. And even in India, some parts are unaware. So what government is doing, or what new startups which are coming doing into that, they are educating them in a community, and especially focusing on the education of the insurance and letting people know, okay, how insurance is going to help them and why they should buy an insurance, for making sure that if anything happens to crop, they are actually making the crop safe with the insurance money.
So what do you think is like the possibility of farmers taking advantage of crop insurance? I mean, in your location, what do you think is the possibility of them taking advantage of this?
I think there's a great possibility, and especially now Indian government is now inviting all the startups to come into this area. This is going to be a huge opportunity for all the startups, and especially to the farmers to go for it, and even startups to buy crop insurance to make sure if anything happens to their asset is actually getting secured. So yeah, this is a very huge market now going to be in coming years.
Okay, thank you very much for sharing that. So I would like to talk about this, what we just said. Let's try to address from both ends. So if there are farmers that are still unaware, or and then there are still some that are aware of this, so there should be some sort of factor that is affecting their crop insurance decision. So what are these factors that you can identify as the challenge for farmers who are yet to take advantage of this, even though they are aware of this?
Yeah, definitely. The first one is a claim process. Still, claim process is very lengthy, or they get claim after a long time. Second thing is again that data collection. That for a crop insurance, you need a very exact data to be collected so that you can actually claim that insurance. The data collection process in agriculture is still very hectic. But yeah, that's where the most of the startup is now entering with the data space, and claim management is actually will get solved as soon as the data collection is improved. And yeah, so that's only the two major problem. And third is the premium thing, that there's a very huge premium for that crop insurance you have to pay, but in future that is also going to be reduced.
Okay, so what do you think can be done to help these people make their decisions faster, to help farmers make their decision? What do you think can be put in place? Does this also involve the government playing a huge role? Does it also involve the private sectors playing a huge role in this?
Yeah, definitely. I think both needs to combine their hands, and is inviting a lot of startups and private players to come now and take agriculture forward. And I think the more education is required, especially in the farmer side, first, and second, less premium is required. Bring small premium and more insurance products, different insurance products. And third, claim management needs to be improved. Fourth, data collection facility, which is collecting the data of the this any incident has happened, should be very should get improved, so that as much as data we collect, the easier it is to get claim. And that's, I think, all 4 points. If we improve, it will improve automatically.
Okay, so what do you think we can do to create awareness around this? How can we put this all out for farmers to really learn about this? I mean, for those that are unaware and for those that are also aware of this, but they're still having difficulty trying to make a decision. So what do you think we can do? How can we start putting this out? I mean, considering this is a very good thing for farmers. So what do you think we can do to put this message out? Of course, the podcast is not just going to be the only information platform. So what do you think we can put in place for farmers to get access to more information about what the crop insurance has in store for them?
Yeah, definitely. So we need more and more different type of mediums. One is obviously the podcast. Another is that we can go to other YouTube, and various TV channels can come in, and they can start advertising. Okay, this is the agriculture insurance mean. This crop insurance means. And another medium is that we can go and directly talk to the farmers. So there's a lot of startups which actually on ground works with startups, on ground works with farmers, and what they can do, actually they can improve talk with farmers and see how the farmers is taking this crop insurance and what do they think about it. And then they can take that feedback and analyze it. And then after analyzing, they can again go and talk with farmers and make sure that they are ready to buy a crop insurance, and they are actually buying a actually a good crop insurance. So micro insurance platforms needs to come up, especially in this area. And I think that's the future that we are going to see.
Okay, thank you very much for sharing that. I really appreciate you coming to share your thoughts on this. I mean, this is not something that so many farmers are aware of. So I really appreciate you coming on the show today to come shed more light on this topic. So just a final question and thoughts on this. What is your motivation working in this sector? Why are you working in agriculture, and why are you working with farmers?
Yeah, so I am not exactly working in agriculture. I'm into insurance. But yeah, in future I am planning to launch a crop insurance or a micro insurance product, because we know that this is going to be a big area, and the farmers feel a lot of problems already. And why we need to add more one problem on them. So at least we can reduce the problem by taking the risk away from them and making sure if there is any risk, they are already covered. That's all we are looking to have.
Okay, thank you very much. If you have any resource material that you'd like to share, I mean, something that can help people to still refer back even after listening to this episode, please do share it here on the on the podcast, so we can always attach it on our show notes to put it all out. So if you have any resource material that you think farmers should see, please just say it here on the podcast so it can easily be accessible.
Yeah, definitely. So they can go and search crop insurance on Google, and if still they do not find, they can definitely reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'm always available.
Okay, thank you very much. I really appreciate you coming on the show today. So guys, we have come to the end of today's episode. I really hope you learned from this. And if you're a farmer, please do listen to this episode and see how you can take advantage of crop insurance to avoid any form of risk. I mean, we saw what the flood did to many countries. So this is the time where you take advantage of things like this to prevent yourself against any form of damage. So thank you guys. I really love you and I really appreciate you for always sticking to the Let's Talk Agriculture podcast. And to our guests, thank you very much once again for joining the show today. Do have a lovely time. Please follow us on all our social media platforms. We're on LinkedIn, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook and YouTube. Please explore our website and let's see how we can help your brand grow, give your brand visibility, and also thought leadership. I love you. So have a lovely time. Bye-bye.